The Navy investigation was one of three parallel reviews the Defense Department ordered in the aftermath of the tragedy, in which Navy IT contractor Aaron Alexis killed 12 people and wounded four others over the course of 26 minutes in the Navy Yard's Building 197. It found failures throughout the Navy's system of personnel security and physical security, but investigators reserved their most serious criticisms for Alexis's employers, HP Enterprise Services, and its subcontractor, the Experts. Admiral John Richardson led the Navy review.
If the proper procedures had been followed, the chain of events that led up to the shooting on the 16th of September would have been interrupted. Those findings primarily concern the responsibility for the contractors for whom Aaron Alexis worked to comply with security requirements that require them to continuously evaluate their personnel, and if they observe behavior that raises questions about an employee's suitability for access to installations or information, that those concerns should be identified to, in this case, the Navy. Those requirements were not met. They did observe those behaviors and did not make those reports, and so it was impossible for the Navy to act on that information.
The 40-member Navy review team brought forward several instances in which Alexis's employers allegedly witnessed his unstable behavior but declined to report it to the Navy. In one example, just a month prior to the Navy Yard incident, investigators say police at Naval Station Newport, Rhode Island, were called four times after the expert's own travel coordinator reported that Alexis might try to harm himself or others. Police responding to his hotel room found he had disassembled his bed because he believed someone was hiding beneath it. In another example, the next day, Alexis asked to stay in the hotel room of an HP supervisor because he believed people were following him and had checked into the hotel room beneath his. He told police later that night that someone was sending vibrations into his body and speaking to him through the walls. Neither those nor several other instances of aberrant behavior were reported to the Navy officials who supervised the contract, nor those who would have been in a position to suspend Alexis's security clearance, according to investigators. The Navy report's critiques of the events leading up to September 16th are by no means limited to the contractor's actions, though. For instance, the shootings might have been prevented if it hadn't been for serious shortcomings in the government's own background investigation process, as Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel acknowledged Tuesday.
The reviews identified troubling gaps in DOD's ability to detect, prevent, and respond to instances where someone working for us, a government employee, member of our military, or a contractor, decides to inflict harm on this institution and its people.
For instance, the reviews found that Alexis had been arrested numerous times, including two cases in which he had fired a weapon. He was also disciplined for personal misconduct while he served as an active duty sailor, but none of that information found its way into the Joint Personnel Adjudication System, DOD's centralized repository for managing security clearances. And when the Navy first issued Alexis his secret security clearance in 2008, it warned him that it was a conditional clearance. He'd have to make good on past debts, attend financial counseling, and maintain financial solvency. But there was no evidence that anyone in the Navy followed up to make sure he did any of those things. The Navy report also faulted its own officials for failing to properly oversee its own contractors. The Space and Naval Warfare Systems Command, for instance, the organization in charge of the HP contract, has no mechanisms in place whatsoever to audit its contractors' compliance with personnel security rules. It relied entirely on the contractor itself to self-report negative information about its own employees. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says he's taking several immediate steps in response to the internal reviews. For starters, he's ordering the department to move on from the current background check system, in which secret clearance holders are only reinvestigated once every decade.
I am directing the department to establish automated reviews of cleared personnel that will continuously pull information from law enforcement and other relevant databases. This will help trigger an alert if derogatory information becomes available. For example, if someone holding a security clearance is arrested.
In concert with that change, Hagel says DOD will create a new Insider Threat Management and Analysis Center that'll take on the responsibility of making sure the military services and defense agencies respond to red flags on those automated record checks. He's also creating a new office within the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence that'll be in charge of both physical and personnel security across the entire department.
Currently, these responsibilities are fractured among multiple components in the department. This action will identify one person within DOD who is responsible for leading efforts to counter inside threats.
Hagel says he's also ordered the Defense Manpower Data Center to speed up a project designed to make sure that every U.S. military base around the world can electronically vet the identities of people who are trying to enter the gates against government databases. A memo he signed on Tuesday tells DMDC to try to deploy that system by 2016. But the high-level independent review Hagel ordered last September suggests that DOD go further, and Hagel says he's told the department to take a deeper look at least three of its recommendations. Dr. Paul Stockton, who co-chaired that examination, says the Pentagon's biggest problem is that even after the Fort Hood shootings, it's still focusing most of its security resources on defending its perimeters from potential intruders.
That approach is outmoded, it's broken, and the department needs to replace it. Increasingly, threats, cyber, kinetic, all threats, they're inside the perimeter. What the Department of Defense should do is build security from within.
The independent panel's review found the security clearance review process is not doing its job because it's made up of a mishmash of responsibilities that involve background investigations by contractors plus management by numerous government agencies, both in and outside of the Defense Department. The panel recommended DOD stop the process of outsourcing its clearance investigations to the Office of Personnel Management and centralize them within a single in-house DOD organization. Stockton says another significant problem the department faces with regard to managing security clearances is that there are far too many cleared personnel.
We recommend in our report that the Department of Defense conduct a thorough reassessment of need to know, that is, whether the individuals occupying particular positions in the Department of Defense actually require access to classified information. Such a review has not happened in a long time. It's my working assumption that given the terrific growth in the number of those who hold security clearances, in the absence of such standards, that we have folks with security clearances who don't need them. And in an era of terrific pressure on the defense budget, anything we can do to downsize the number of people with security clearances so that only those who require them can then get this intensive, more capable, continuous monitoring, that's a great way of proceeding.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.